The Philadelphia Historical Commission has granted historic designation to a series of paintings on the ceiling of an Old City Catholic church. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that they're the oldest existing fresco paintings in America.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation.
Father Bill Waters leads a midday mass for a small handful of people.
Fruit of the earth, work of human hands.
St. Augustine is a small parish at the foot of the Ben Franklin Bridge, originally founded in 1790, in part by George Washington himself. Now it caters mostly to Filipino immigrants and young millennials, two demographics not known to have a lot of money lying around. Nevertheless, Father Waters says the historic church, filled with religious art, needs to be maintained.
You know, we like to be able to raise money for an endowment for perpetual care of the actual building. We would like to maybe have people know the historic significance of this.
Last week's decision by the Philadelphia Historical Commission could help. It granted historic designation to the ceiling frescoes, painted in 1848 by the Italian artist Nicola Monacesi. Frescoes are painted by applying pigment directly into wet plaster before it dries. It requires the artist to be very fast and very confident. Historian Celeste Morello lobbied the commission on behalf of these frescoes, which depict St. Augustine in heaven. She says the artist mimicked both the technique and the style Raphael used on Vatican frescoes in the 16th century.
The types of figures, how they were placed, the arabesques, little curly decorative borders. He borrowed everything from Raphael. About a decade or two later, those same conventions are seen in the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C.
The building itself, whose spire is plainly visible from the Ben Franklin Bridge, already has historic protections and a state marker. This new designation applies only to the ceiling paintings, which are slightly damaged. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.